Hey, Matt, it's Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Yeah, good. Hey, I was able to grab one of the senior underwriters, chatted with someone on credit a bit, too. Just kind of explained your situation. They said we do have some programs I think we might be able to fit you into that ballpark of, 25 to 50K. Sounds like something we might be able to actually look at.
Okay. And yeah, the other positive thing I do have going is I do have you won't have the amount of deposits,
mm-hmm.
That equal up, like what the lending, amount should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have I have a Chase Bank account from last year with a ridiculous amount of overdraft fees.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a new business checking account with, lesser of deposits over the last 3 months. But it's a clean one with no overdraft fees, no negative balances or anything from January 1st on.
From January 1st on? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the other thing that I'm doing, which this may change things, I kind of forgot to mention because I just totally started looking into it yesterday. I'm in 2011, I claimed Chapter 7, I want to say.
Okay.
And next Wednesday, I have an appointment set up to look into Chapter 13, which is like the repayment kind of bankruptcy.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that makes things easier or worse or,
okay.
I mean, nothing, I haven't even met with anybody yet, but I don't know how that would affect anything either way.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something you haven't done yet, then it would affect it. Now, the Chapter 7, has that been discharged?
Yeah, that was discharged in,
discharged, okay.
Like I said, it was 2011 when I did that. And because this whole last year and all these commercial jobs we did and people not paying in lawsuits, I'm now thinking about doing this Chapter 13, which from what I've been told is like, you put all your debts on the table and then you pay a little bit back to everybody, but your credit gets better faster and,
mm-hmm.
kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, if that was something that you, had already filed, we wouldn't be able to work with you, but if it's something you're just kind of toying around with, that wouldn't affect anything if you haven't actually filed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't even had the first meeting. I just got something in the mail the other day, and I was like, hey, this, maybe this will help, at least give me my credit better, faster.
Yeah. All right. So do you still have wanted to go back to the bank accounts. Do you still have the Chase account open, or did you close that?
The Chase account is open, but it's got a negative balance because I'm waiting to get this $50,000 check that hasn't come since January 30th to pay that off and then start using that account again. Well, I'm going to use both of them, but yeah.
Okay, and when the one you opened up January 1st, what bank is that through?
It's a Landmark Credit Union.
And you said there's no overdraft fees on that?
No, that not even one. That one's totally clean.
Okay, cool. Well, what we do request is a minimum of 6 months bank statements. So what I'd say is we'd probably want to see the couple months of Chase up until January 1st. Even if there's overdraft fees and stuff, we'll look at programs where we can submit
that.
And not show that. But we just need to get the, don't send the, since you've had it open with a negative balance since January 1st, don't send me anything for Chase from January 1st on. Just send Chase up to January 1st and then the Landmark credit from January 1st on.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, so what I'll do real quick, Matt, is let me verify some of the info I got here real quick. Are you still at 1733 Rapids Drive?
No, that's our old office address from over 15 months ago.
Okay, what's the new address?
3402 Douglas Avenue.
One S on Douglas?
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the zip?
53402.
Okay. Alrighty. And what's a good email for you, Matt?
Well,
I was just wanted to check what the best email is for you.
I said it's Matt at CollRichmondPainting.com.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the phone kind of cut out there a little bit, so I didn't hear that. What was the first part before the RichmondPainting.com? Matt at?
Call. C-A-L-L.
Oh, call. Yeah, got it. All right, cool. So what I'll do here is I'll shoot you out some the application. We'll need the bank statements and then the most recent tax return you filed there. What do you have from Fora? Do you have stuff in writing about the payment agreement?
I might have an email.
Okay. Yeah, if you can, just attach anything you have, if they've email would be fine, but if they sent you anything in the mail, actual paperwork regarding the payment. You said the payment starts back up tomorrow?
Tomorrow is supposed to be the first withdrawal, yeah, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? So. Okay. Was it an every 2 week payment before, or you were daily before?
I was daily before, yeah.
Okay, what was your daily repayment amount before?
$252, I want to say.
$252. And then what's your payment every 2 weeks now?
$500 or $550, five something. $500 flat, I want to say.
$500, so $500 every 2 weeks, and before it was $252 yeah. daily. Alrighty, cool. So I'll shoot in the email. I'll give you a list of what we need, just so you don't have to try to remember all that here right now.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Whatever. And so tomorrow, the first payment's going to come out for Fora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you? For all the other bank statements, if you can, send PDFs of each statement. But for March, probably like a month to. If you can go online and get like a month to date and maybe get one tomorrow after that payment comes out, showing that first payment, that might be helpful to show that the payments have started back up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, cool. I'll shoot that all over in an email in a few minutes here. If you have any questions, give me a holler back here.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care, Matt.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.